Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Getting ahead of myself here, but that's what goes through my head when I see.
Maybe Burkle just says, "Screw it! I'm going all in. I'm trying to buy the Pirates too. I'll buy the Penguins.
Oh my God! I'll buy the Penguins back at a bargain rate, and then I'll go make Bob an offer he can't refuse. Don't do that right now, please.
The money I saved buying the Penguins at a discount, I'm reinvesting it right back into a hyper aggressive offer.
So no other local reporters,
the YouTubers are already reacting in real time. To my very flippant hypothetical that will not happen.
No local reporters have chimed in yet. No Rossies, no Yoies.
I see intern Dom retweeting it, and I just assumed he would say, "Who wants Mario near this team? He should stay away." Yeah, FSG is the best.
Mario hit rock bottom years ago. All right, we've got Arthur Smith here. Arthur Smith talking a little while ago on now this kind of shotgun marriage with Aaron Rodgers. And how he's feeling about it from his perspective. He's the guy that I think people externally, like myself, think is going to get squeezed out. Aaron Rodgers' offense more than Arthur Smith's offense. Aaron Rodgers' last stop, he had a lackey. He had one of his cronies as the offensive coordinator, Nate Hackett, until he got demoted. And then it just, I think, became Aaron Rodgers as the de facto offensive coordinator. Todd Downing answered to him. So let's hear... First of all, Arthur Smith on, how does he feel about the prospect of now coaching a 41-year-old quarterback?
There's a lot. You know, I've gotten to know Aaron outside of football the last couple of years. I mean, you're talking about one of the all-time great quarterbacks and the things he's accomplished in this league. Really enjoyed, you know, obviously getting to know him as a player-coach relationship with the football stuff. Really excited to have him here. It's going to be a fun journey. You know, we're only a couple of days in, but he's been awesome.
Well, it was not a fun journey with Russell Wilson, the last Hall of Fame quarterback you had. So you can give me all the flowery adjectives you want and how great it is to have a personal relationship with Aaron Rodgers from afar. And you guys have always respected each other. And Rodgers, you know, said of Smith, this guy is worth billions of dollars. He doesn't need to be a football junkie. And he is, which speaks to his passion for being a football coach. But when you're working with the person, it's a totally different ballgame. And, I mean, when you're in Arthur Smith's shoes and you technically don't need this job,
I think it's easier to have a short fuse with somebody telling you how they want to do it. You literally can say, take this job and shove it like you're Johnny Paycheck.
I mean, don't you think that kind of happened with Russell Wilson this year?
Yes. I mean, I also wonder about just how much Arthur Smith, like, I know he knows that Mike Tomlin's his boss in all of this. But how do you think he felt about, as a former head coach himself, being told essentially, yeah, you want to keep that guy, Fields, last year at quarterback. I don't. Coach this guy that you just do not vibe with at all. Like, I can't imagine he likes that angle of this either. The one thing motivating Arthur Smith is he is enough of a football junkie and nerd. He wants to be a head coach again. That's the investment he has, or the carrot dangling in front of him, I should say, that he has. To try to make this work and to try to say and do all the right things, certainly publicly and probably behind the scenes.
I think for these guys, I would look at it, like if I'm trying to like count the positives of coaching Aaron Rodgers that aren't winning, because I don't think they are going to win. Mm-hmm. One of them is just the experience of coaching with him. Like, there is value in that as far as like a post-coaching career goes, because like, you could use that if you wanted to, let's say, to, you know, pursue a media career. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're one of the guys who coached Aaron Rodgers. You also coached Russell Wilson. So you have experience with big name quarterbacks.
Super Bowl winners.
Right.
You coach Derrick Henry to a degree, which probably would be on that card.
I also think that, you know, he is an all-time great. You don't think Dan Muse is like
salivating,
pinching himself
yes.
that he gets to coach Sidney Crosby?
Well, I think Muse for a different reason, though, because Crosby is known as just being so relentlessly like devoted to hockey and doesn't have the reputation as a coach killer or anything like that. I feel like Rodgers does. I mean, let's be honest here.
Oh, yeah, because that's what happened in New York.
But you know what, though? I'll say something that's going to surprise you real quick. I think Rodgers is easier to deal with, even if his reputation publicly is not as good, than Russell Wilson. I think Wilson was the ultimate public front-facing PR merchant who behind the scenes probably was a giant pain in the ass.
I agree with that. I think that's probably right.
And I think Rodgers, despite like the reputation he has, I think most of the time, unless he really does not vibe with somebody, I think he wants to try to stay on the same page. I've actually become like a recent convert here to the idea that Rodgers will be easier behind the scenes for Smith to deal with than Russell Wilson was.
Yeah, but that's not a very high bar
No, I mean, that goes back to why I'm still like not really enthusiastic about this at all, because I'm throwing it over the lowest bar imaginable.
So obviously the audibles and who takes charge of things in dire situations has become a hot topic. This cut from Smith is labeled gives word salad answer on audibles. Let's see if the description matches what we hear.
You know, I know that's a hot button issue here. It's the first place I've ever been in the NFL. Like, you know, so fine, you get a little of the history of a place. And again, every quarterback's different. Every offensive scheme is different. And again, I've never had the privilege of working with Ben. And, you know, you're talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you know, he was here for a long time, and he's a gold jacket player, and I'm not sure I wasn't here how he did things. So, you know, sometimes when you're answering questions, that may be the reference point. You know, a lot of times last year, I'd like, every quarterback I've had, audible is such a vague term. Not to get too deep in the weeds of the scheme, but you're talking about, we've got multiple things that have evolved every year, depending who the quarterback is. And just like we did last year, and it didn't change, you know, with Justin or Russ, and the way we tried to evolve, it didn't change those elements, whether we're talking about cans, checks, alerts, signals. You know, you want to put those in audibles, great. But we never fundamentally changed. I mean, we obviously schematically shifted to try to play a little bit different with Justin and with Russ, but the operation never changed. So whatever fantastical narrative was that we're just calling plays at the line, I don't know the history reference. I just know what we did in Pittsburgh in 24, and that didn't. You know, our issue at the end of the year wasn't good enough. And as a leader, you take accountability, and that's on you. But there's multiple issues, and we got to be play our best at the end of the year. You know, we're rolling. We didn't, and that's where you got to be accountable as a leader. Obviously, we'll have a different setup this year, roster-wise. Obviously, new players, DK, Aaron, some of the other guys we brought in, Gainwell, drafted Caleb. And then every year is a different journey, and it's exciting to have Aaron here and to get to work with him.
Yeah, I think that's an apt description. He did word salad his way through that answer. What we didn't hear on it is what I think fans want to hear. He didn't do what Tomlin did when he kind of ridiculously got asked yesterday, is there a quarterback competition? You didn't hear Arthur Smith say, guys, he's Aaron Rodgers. If he sees something and wants to change the call at the line of scrimmage, he can do that. Why? Because he's Aaron Rodgers. If he likes something or wants to do something, I'm probably going to let him do it. Why? Because he's a four-time MVP. I don't know why it would be so hard for him. It shouldn't be that hard for him to just say those things, because
unless
everything
deep down, he maybe wants to have
I know,
some
but,
control.
But everything else they've done seems to be, we are going to bow and like worship the ground you walk on. Thank you for deciding to put off retirement to come here for a year. Let's lavish you with everything you need.
Well, everything the head coach and the owner have said and indicated has said that. I don't know if necessarily Arthur Smith feels that way. I think he still feels like, hey, I've got a job to do. When somebody says it's a word salad answer, what kind of a salad do you imagine it being?
Cobb.
Okay, this is going to make you both wretch because I don't like this. I think it's a ham salad. I think one of those chunks of ham.
A ham salad?
Like that really nasty, like, yeah.
You know who I bet loves ham salad? Dunlap. Can't you see him doing like 2 minutes on AM? You know what salad really gets me going?
Actually, no, I disagree with this. If he did 2 minutes, he would say it'd be a salad we don't talk enough about, German potato salad. Warm or cold, throw the raisins in, I'll eat it. A lot of carbs, yes, but I'll eat it.
I don't like the fries on the Pittsburgh salad.
No,
I like
don't.
Getting them as a side. Like, hey, take those fries that are like you're about to put on the salad and put them off in a like side plate for me and let me eat them like regular fries. It's almost like getting an extra side or appetizer with your meal when you do that.
I like fry. I can tolerate fries on certain sandwiches, but they got to be really crispy. Otherwise, you're just adding soggy potatoes to my sandwich. Like, I'm not. But yes, I imagine a word salad as being this like gross looking ham salad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
When somebody says it out,
really look at the in the last year. I mean, the guy's throwing the ball at an extremely high level. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest passers in the history of this game. I mean, not many guys have thrown the ball from the football like Aaron Rodgers. And obviously, he's still doing that at a high level. Like, I had Matt Ryan at the end of his career. Matt, as a younger player, was a little bit different. You know, Aaron's, you know, sure, the way he sees the game is different than he was when he was 25 to then in his, you know, early 40s. But he's still throwing the ball at a high level.
You know what? I don't disagree with a lot of that from Arthur Smith. I do think Rodgers still has an arm. I also think he can't move anymore.
I also think that his being able to move and throw on the run was a huge part of his appeal.
I also think for 15 years, his arm was a 10.
What is it now?
I think it's now probably like an 8.5, maybe sometimes a 9.
Difference between an interception and a completion is that one, though, sometimes.
But I do think sometimes he thinks his arm is still a 10. And that's where the interceptions come in. So, I mean,
I'd rather see him play I don't know if I'm even disagreeing with you. You might agree with me here. I'd rather see him try to play the position thinking that his 9 arm is still a 10 in throwing those picks rather than doing the Aaron Rodgers playoff football routine where he suddenly turns into Mike Tomlin's all-time favorite quarterback and doesn't want to throw anything risky because he doesn't want to turn the ball over. I mean, they've lost home playoff games because one of the NFL's all-time most talented players has acted like he's Chase Daniel back there.
He's 7-9 in the playoffs since he beat the Steelers in Super Bowl 45. Tomlin, if you're keeping score at home, is 3-9. So combined, they're 10-18 since that night in Dallas. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Big hour of opinions on the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and TJ Watt, too, starting off with Aditi Kinkabwala moved up because she's got a huge afternoon. So she's squeezing us in, and she's brought to you by Bet365. All right, Aditi, we haven't talked since the deal became official. Your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and everything you've heard from Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith in the last 2 days?
I have to disagree with you first. Of course, he is not as mobile as he was at 25, but he's not a statue. He's not incapable of moving. He can still roll out a little bit. You're not going to see him get all the way out there and throw on the run in the same exact way, but he's got some mobility. He got better as the season went on last year, and he was further removed from that Achilles injury, and he talked about that with us, in fact, when we had him later in the season, that that's always been a piece. Being able to move a little bit has been a piece of his game, and it just feels so much better for him knowing that he can.
Well, my rebuttal to that would be, if he can still move and he's still got the arm and the mind, why has it been so long since he's played like a great quarterback? And that's pre-Achilles. His last year in Green Bay was not good, Aditi. They made the right call to move on from Jordan Love. Immediately, as soon as Love took over, they made the playoffs and they won a playoff game, something they didn't do there with Rodgers in his last year. So if he still
sometimes
got all these things...
Sometimes time expires in a place. And sometimes, like in the case of Russell Wilson in Seattle and in Denver, it is multifaceted. And yes, it was time to move to Jordan Love in Green Bay. Yes, he was the future. And yes, certain things sometimes personality-wise can get old in certain places. But you will still get dozens of times better quarterback play out of Aaron Rodgers than you got last year out of Russell Wilson.
Wow. Dozens times better. I mean, so their stats were very close
Wilson
to each other.
Wilson was 16 touchdowns, 5 picks, and they don't tell the whole story.
But he didn't play the whole season.
As we learned.
Come on, this is like, you guys know, stats never tell the whole story.
Well, then what are we supposed to go by?
The only stat that matters is that 5-game losing streak at the end of the year. The only stat that matters is that coaching staff and that locker room wanted to go back to Justin.
Well, but how about this for a stat that matters? Aaron Rodgers went 5-12 in New York last year.
Oh my goodness, did you see the Jets?
Whose Jets team were they?
Did you see what that defense was doing? First of all, Robert Saleh getting fired.
Well, the Steelers defense stunk too down the stretch.
Was an abject mess.
But why did Robert Saleh get fired, really?
It's surprising here because, again, I don't know. I'm not sitting here. I have never advocated for the Steelers to go and sign Aaron Rodgers.
It sounds like you are,
though. From the very beginning, I told you, no, I feel like I'm quibbling with you ripping the move.
Well then, so you're on the fence then? You're not a proponent of it, but you're going to quibble with someone who's
against
it? Hold
on, my real read on this, Aditi, is you thought the Russell Wilson move was atrocious, and you think this is better than the Russell Wilson move.
I mean, again, number one choice for me, which I'm on the record having told you, is to re-sign Justin Fields.
I agree with that.
But that doesn't make any sense to me based on what you just said. If you think Aaron Rodgers can still move, still throw a great ball, has the mind for the game, and is going to get along with Arthur Smith, why in the world would you want Justin Fields over him? Because that version of Aaron Rodgers should still be a very good quarterback.
Look at their age. Because Justin Fields is still on the rise. Justin Fields is still a guy that you could develop and create some potential with, and maybe be surprised by, and he could be your answer.
Fair enough.
Aaron Rodgers is not your answer for the next decade.
I agree.
I mean, it's ludicrous that you're positing it as being equal things here.
Well, wait a minute, though.
And you and I we've talked a lot about this, that clearly the Steelers have to look to next year for their long-term answer at quarterback.
I agree with that.
I've also been on the record saying that if Will Howard is a long-time backup quarterback, then that's a winning move. But that, from what I've been told right now, it would be a surprise should he turn into a franchise quarterback for a decade.
Aditi,
you're
arguing with me passionately over something that you just said you don't even agree with. You're mad at me because I'm anti the move, and you're not even for it.
No,
you get into arguments with people who are in favor of it. You're not in favor of it.
I'm arguing in the things that you are ripping, the things that you are denigrating. I'm merely saying that the facts are actually that he's not a complete statue.
But that's not a fact. That's a subjective opinion on your part, which I respect because you were on the sideline, but that's not a fact. We don't have like a 40 time or some like number that shows that he's still a mobile quarterback.
You can objectively tell if the guy can move the pocket a little tiny bit. I mean, we'll see. This is like speculation. This is football in shorts, so we can talk about it in the fall. Let's see in the fall. Can he move the pocket a little bit?
Well, that's also not mobile. When you say he can still move the pocket a little bit, I mean, that's...
Not a little bit. I mean, because you see guys that are statues.
That's pretty close to statue. That's not that far off from statue. He can move a little bit. That's not, if someone said I could move a little bit, I would not take that as a great compliment. I would take that as a very backhanded compliment. No?
I mean,
Aditi, have you seen her play tennis? Oh, she can move a little bit. That's not a great compliment to say about you. Oh, she can move a little bit.
That's better than not moving at all.
Agreed. I mean,
you're saying, Tony, that there's only black and white, okay? And I'm telling you that there's gray. Not everything is black or white. It's not a zero-sum game. It's not either you're a statue or you are Lamar Jackson. There is a little bit of a a little bit further than statue.
I don't know though. Like you're saying, it can't be black and white. You've taken pretty black and white opinions on Russell Wilson, and I haven't quarreled with it the way that you're quarreling with me now. You've taken very black.
Oh, I mean.
Oh, so when you're right, it's okay to take the black and white opinion. When you do it, it's
fine.
We'll
see in the fall. Mark it down. Mark it down. Malsy, mark it down. We'll see
Malsy's
in the fall.
Malsy's literally taking
we'll
out a red pen
fall.
And writing something right now.
Should, I'm just doodling, should Rodgers actually. Stay healthy? That's how little it matters to you? Or are you just so used to listening to people arguing with Pony?
Specifically, you argue with Pony. I'm used to that.
We don't usually argue, Aditi and I. I don't think that we're... It's
actually, usually what happens is I chime in with a question and then get hit with a sledgehammer, typically.
I think that this is just a debate. I also feel, you know, like...
I mean, the real story to me is you think Rodgers is better than Russ, and it's clear you could not stand Russ's presence on the Steelers because you thought it did them no good.
And she was right about that.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're going to use the excuse that the Jets' defense sucked to explain away Rodgers, what did the Steelers' defense look like down the stretch last year? They fell apart like an umbrella made of paper mache. They were awful, and T.J. Watt was on a milk carton.
Let's also not forget that there was a change in offensive coordinator. There was Nathaniel Hackett, who, of course, has a long Pittsburgh pedigree, so... wasn't the right fit there at offensive coordinator.
But that's Rodgers' fault.
But who wanted him there?
That's Aaron's fault.
Aaron wanted him there.
That's Aaron's fault.
That's his guy.
That's unequivocally his fault.
He's not the one that fired him. He's not the one that removed his play calling duties from
him. So he had
I'm saying that there was uncertainty there. There was, quite frankly, there was chaos there.
Yes. I think Aaron Rodgers brought a lot of that on.
In a situation of chaos, okay? And that sometimes environment has a lot to do. It's not always black or white. Environment plays a role in all of this.
Well, the good thing is the Steelers never have chaos around
them. Do I think Aaron Rodgers is taking the Steelers to the Super Bowl? No, I don't. Pony, I agree with you that backing into the playoffs once again to lose in the first round doesn't really seem like an ideal situation. That at some point the Steelers really need to address how they are doing certain things. And 9-8 and backing into the playoffs doesn't do that.
Let's try to find a safe haven here and move over to TJ Watt for a few minutes. Yes.
Hey, the man.
Okay, here's what we know about the situation. We know that he gave a peace sign on Instagram. We know his brother goes on national TV once a month and talks about how poorly the Steelers have done in negotiating this thing. And we know that he's not at minicamp because he's unhappy with the state of the negotiations. That doesn't seem like a slam dunk for everything to get done, like, perfectly in the way that it's always gotten done with him the last time this happened, in my opinion. Right?
Well, it wasn't looking good. It wasn't the Steelers were struggling with the same exact thing that they struggled with the first time around. And I was so vocal about this the last time. Just because you've done business one way is not reason to keep doing business that way. The first time around, the Steelers just didn't want to guarantee money beyond that first year. It was such a sticking point. It was so ridiculous. It was absurd. They finally relented. And okay, a deal got done. So this time around, the Steelers don't want to negotiate a contract before the designated time in their head that they have ever negotiated with anyone outside of a quarterback. So dumb. I'm sorry, it's not a polite way to say it, but why not? You could have locked him up before Max Crosby got paid and before Myles Garrett got paid.
Or you could have traded
him. Instead, you know what? T.J. Watt.
There we go. Go ahead.
T.J. Watt has been an outstanding teammate and player and employee for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Over the course of his career, at so many times, he could have stood up and said something that would create a stir about the level of professionalism in the locker room, about the approach of certain teammates in the locker room.
I wish he
did. About what the offense was doing.
I want him to do all those things. I'm kind of disappointed he hasn't.
That isn't necessary, but that's a conversation you could have with him. That's a different conversation. But he has quietly come to work every single day and given it his best.
Great.
He's missed the OTAs, but they were voluntary. But my whole point is that he has come to work. He has worked at his craft. He's done everything he can to get better. He has helped his teammates like Bud Dupree and Alex Highsmith to sharing all the tools and tricks of his trade with younger teammates to be better. And he's never been the narcissist, the selfish player, the not all in that I see so much, so much with so many other superstar players. He's never been that. He's been exactly what you want a Pittsburgh Steeler to be. And even last year, when the season ended so badly on a personal note for him, his response was not to be defensive, but to say, you know what, I need to work at playing on both sides. I need to adjust, clearly. Teams are figuring things out. So he's sitting here and saying, I have no problem going back to the drawing board and getting better. My ego is not going to get in the way of this. And without denigrating any other players, I have dealt with other pass rushers who I would not choose as teammates. They would choose TJ Watt every single day, and you'd better believe every single Sunday that there ever was. This is who the Steelers should want at the center of their team. And it's ridiculous to drag this out. It really is. Why create hard feelings with a player like this? He's given you everything.
Aditi, we got to get Mike Florio in here next, so thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll spar again next week over something. Goodbye.
All right, can't wait. Thanks, bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We played with a lot of different O-linemen early in the year. You know, some things are trying to guys get their feet wet, and so we did run out a little bit more. You'd love to be more balanced. You're not obvious, depending on how you want to attack this defense, where you think their strengths, weaknesses are. I mean, that's the game. It's played every Sunday. And obviously, as your roster evolves, I mean, obviously, we didn't bring Aaron in here and sign DK for all that money to go run the wishbone.
Arthur Smith, we didn't bring Aaron Rodgers here and DK here to run the wishbone. One of his best lines from his first Q&A with reporters following the arrival of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron back at practice today. Richie Walsh telling us yesterday, just like our next guest, Mike Florio, speculated that he would get to practice and jaws would drop. The zip on the ball was just amazing.
So much
zip. The amount of zip, he said.
He was practically an acronym. There was so much zip on the ball.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, you've seen the highlights. You also listened to what Aaron Rodgers had to say yesterday. What's the number one thing that stood out to you?
Well, just the fact that he's there. And you see him in the helmet. You see him in the jersey, even though it's not the real jersey. And I think we've become desensitized to this dynamic of quarterbacks who have been identified with one team changing teams. I think there's nothing like Brady to the Buccaneers. I still have a hard time saying it 5 years later. Brady to the Buccaneers was so stunning and dramatic, and I think we can absorb anything else. But there's just, it's almost weirder to see Rodgers in the hat and the shirt at the press conference than it was to see him in the uniform. It is going to take some time to get used to it, but he's there. He wanted to be there. The contract is a hell of a bargain, even though it's more than the $10 million he said he wanted. It's not a whole lot more. And if they end up paying him $19.5 million, it'll be the best $19.5 million ever spent by any NFL team in league history, because it will mean they have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just you saying that last part is so incredibly hard to fathom, Mike. I guess that's why my question would be about, what's expectation setting that's realistic involving Aaron Rodgers now that he's actually here and we can say this and talk about it as a real thing and not a technically a hypothetical? Like, can they win a playoff game with this guy? I mean, realistically speaking, in a loaded AFC?
I think that's the pass-fail on everything they've done this offseason. They've done things differently than we've ever seen them do their business to try to end this streak of 9 years without a playoff win. The longest streak in franchise history by 4 years. Before this stretch, the longest they went between postseason wins is 5 years.
You're talking about in the modern era. You're talking about the Super Bowl era. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they went 40 years without winning a playoff game at all. But once they finally busted through, thanks to Frank O'Hara scooping up the ball and running into the end zone December 23, 1972, they've never gone before this current stretch more than 5 years without winning a playoff game. So I think there's a desperation to bring that to an end, and I think that is the litmus test. That's the pass-fail. And then anything beyond that is house money. The question is, though, can you beat, in the postseason, single elimination, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, the Bengals and Joe Burrow, the Bills and Josh Allen, the Texans and C.J. Stroud, or ultimately the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes? We won't know that. But here's the thing to remember. It's not like Aaron Rodgers has a ton of postseason success. He's got one Super Bowl appearance in his career. They've had multiple one seeds that they've squandered in Green Bay. So we'll see. But for now, the mission is clear. Get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. That's when it becomes a success. And then anything after that, who knows?
Mike, I said to Mulsey yesterday when we listened back to it, it was, he did say, you know, hey, if we won the seventh championship, it would be great here. But then he also, when asked to elaborate on like what he's looking for this year, he said to have fun. And I said to Chris, that's like the most anti-Tom Brady thing I've ever heard in my entire life. There's only one 41-year-old quarterback ever who's played an entire season and finished with a winning record, and it's Brady. And Rodgers said that his goal is to have fun this year. It was just, I mean, the guy's a strange guy, we get that. But I don't know, like, I just wonder what he's trying to get out of this year. I think he might just be trying to get out of it something that's better than what happened in New York the last 2 years.
I don't think he wants the capper on his career to be the last two seasons that we saw from him. Four snaps in 2023 amid high expectations. And then he hovered over the team for the last half of the year, something Tom Brady didn't do the year he tore an ACL. Quarterbacks who get injured and they have a serious injury, you just got to stand down and let the remaining players try to get the most they can out of the season. Then last year, his worst as a starter, as a full-time starter, 5-12. He played all 17 games. That was his goal. Hooray. But they went 5-12. It was a disaster. So for him, I think just getting to the playoffs would be a success because it's a better final chapter to the book than what we've seen. Now, he's already got a spot in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to go back to the Super Bowl like Kurt Warner did to get in once he landed with the Cardinals late in his career. He's a walk-in, no-brainer, upper-room Deion Sanders Hall of Famer.
Yep.
But how do we cleanse the palate of the poop sandwich from the last 2 years with the Jets? That's what it comes down to.
Do you think that he realistically had any other team besides the Steelers like seriously interested in his services, Mike?
I think at times there were opportunities. Now, as he said it yesterday, when it came down to it, it was the Steelers or no one. I think if Minnesota had been more interested, that would have been a place where he's more likely to compete for a Super Bowl. The conference doesn't have as many great teams. And the Vikings right now, I think you would say, and we're going to find out in week 4, but objectively, they seem to have more talent on both sides of the ball. That doesn't mean that they would beat the Steelers in Ireland or anywhere else. And the Giants, hey, the thing that made me realize Aaron Rodgers is having a hard time finding a suitor. Two things happened during Combine Week. One, it became clear the Raiders had zero interest. The Raiders and Tom Brady had zero interest in Aaron Rodgers. And number two, I was told reliably, and it all came to fruition, that Rodgers' people reached out to the Giants. It's like, what? Wait a minute. If he's reaching out to the Giants, he's got nothing.
Yeah, he's scraping the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. Mike, we heard Tomlin say yesterday, or not Tomlin, we heard Rodgers say of Tomlin, he's the reason why I'm here. You have reported on the minority owners here. You know the Rooneys. Well, if this really is all Tomlin, that could go one of two ways for him. He either gets the power and the glory if Rodgers works out and they win with him. Hey, he ends the drought. He got something out of a 41-year-old quarterback. Let's give him his flowers. And if it doesn't work out, then what? He's got 2 years left on his contract, and he'll have gone through Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and now Aaron Rodgers. So what do you think his standing would be inside the organization if this doesn't work?
I think I've been corrupted by your tweeting habits and by the comments you make on radio from time to time. I was talking to somebody today who isn't in the organization but talks regularly to people in the organization, and that topic came up. Like, is this the all-in move by Tomlin with DK Metcalf a move they've never, ever, ever made. Market value contract to a stranger to the team, never made until this year. This Aaron Rodgers thing, never did something like this where they wait indefinitely. Whatever the explanation, they've never created this impression of desperation. Does it mean that Tomlin is on thin ice? And this person started alive. They will never push Mike Tomlin out. Because Mike Tomlin, they believe, and I know others may disagree, but they believe Tomlin would become the instant hot commodity. Somebody would pay him more than most, if not all, of the coaches are getting. And he would go somewhere else and he would thrive. And they're recognizing that he has been making chicken salad over the years, that the roster has been subpar, and that the reason they haven't had a losing season on his watch in recent years has been because of him, because he takes these teams with bad quarterbacks.
But he helps build the rosters, Mike.
With bad offensive lines, and they win games.
But he's a huge part of building the rosters. He's buying the chicken bleep that he then tries to turn into chicken salad. And to the other point about he'd be the instant hottest commodity, so what? I mean, he hasn't won a playoff game in almost a decade here, and he is, again, instrumental in how the roster is constructed, and then he is the final say in how they are coached. I guess I would just struggle to find a reason why what he would get in the open market or how many teams would want him would be relevant info as to whether or not they should keep employing him here.
Oh, I know, but I think they look at that and recognize we have a good coach. And anytime you move on from the coach you have to ask yourself, who are we going to get who's better than the guy we're moving on from? And are we simply moving on because our fans think it's time? And I think that the criticism of Tomlin that is always there when the team hits a rough patch, I think that contributed to this effort to do things differently. Somebody had some sort of an epiphany this offseason for them to do what they've done. We have to stop doing things the way we've always done it. That DK Metcalf trade to me was even more surprising and out of character than the Aaron Rodgers thing. They are doing things differently because I think they're trying to help get Mike Tomlin to the point where he can win more games, have more success, with better support from the team, with a way of doing things that breaks from the draft and develop mold and approach of the 70s. And it's going to be critical after this year. Who's the quarterback going to be? Will Howard develop? Will he learn a lot of things under Aaron Rodgers? Will he be the long-term guy? They desperately need a long-term answer at quarterback. That was Terry Bradshaw's concern when he called this move a joke and said that Aaron Rodgers should chew on bark. And I'm disappointed he wasn't chewing on a piece of bark when he talked to reporters yesterday.
Mike, thank you.
Why didn't anybody ask him about Bradshaw? I know it's hard at a press conference, and there's only so much time.
I'm
disappointed nobody asked him about Bradshaw.
He wouldn't have said anything because he took a question that ostensibly could have been about the Jets and their dysfunction and
very
said, I'm
prickly.
Not throwing anybody there under the bus. I'm only talking
but
about this
But he did talk
team.
About his wedding band, and no one asked him who he was married to, which I thought was interesting. No follow-up there.
No.
Just, hey,
congrats. Well, when you're wearing the ring, and it's showing up everywhere, and you're signing your contract with your hand, like, up against the camera – and the ring is there, you're begging for someone to ask you.
Correct.
Right? Aren't you?
I agree. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk again next week. You're the best.
See you guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.